Don't you find the timing of all of this a bit convenient? But you wouldn't be that gullible, would you? You want this.
This is how it must be done. So be it.
It's Armageddon. Left a man, came back a legend. They said don't head that direction. That's a dead end. If you want it, come and get it. Left for dead, I'm resurrected. They said don't head that direction. That's a dead end. Okay, God, I get the message. Bad intention. Guess I had to learn my lesson. That's how I answer questions. Yeah, living a dream. That's what you want everybody to think. Now you a joke. Ain't nothing funny though. That's how you be a professional meme. www. Talking that shit get some of you shot. That's a bad deal. You bluffing. They should have put it in that budget. Huh?
I'm gonna tell them the whole thing was your idea.
I'm sorry, I haven't even started, and I don't want you watching the rest. It'll give you nightmares.
Revolution now and then is a healthy thing. Your children.
Powerful, but flawed.
I've been doing good, going for the smoke, keep the door shut. But I know I'm at my all-time best right now. No, I might just burst in the flames. They tryna surf on my wave, I ain't gon' turn on the bass. I've been low-key for a minute, I'm out of my mind. I'm on the grind, you know the flow is divine. These are your last days, I'm back, man. Who said I'm falling off? You poor bastards. Your last to finish the race, of course that's the only outcome. Let's go. No, I might just burst in the flames. They tryna surf on my wave, I ain't gon' turn on the bass. I might just burst in the flames. They tryna surf on my wave, I ain't gon' turn on the bass.
Said it twice, cause I know that's facts. Turn the bad into good.
Fuck all of yous. It's just me and Q Plus versus the world, son! You guys couldn't tell, I don't actually believe in God dummies, so you're not gonna spook me out with any of this hooky spooky bullshit. And here's the deal. Look, if you respect. But all the rest of you, if you're a ghost or whatever, like, I will piss on your grave. I will literally whip out my dick in public and piss on your fucking graves. I will piss on your ancestors' graves, and I will piss all over your history books. That's how little I give a fuck. And guess what? You can be mad at me for that. But that's the only reason I'm here in the first place, is because I'm crazy enough to do shit like that. That's why you need me. That's why, despite all of you fucking hating my guts, you can't get rid of me. So.
You are true to your word.
And well paid for it.
This is how crazy.
Right? You know, that in this case, I'm a big.
You want law and order.
I've really only delved into the believe things that are just frankly not true and things that we would not otherwise accept as true. But there's so much. And
we're gonna
to be honest with you, we're just trying to.
Can you hear me? Because I shifted things around a little bit this evening. so I can talk, you know, I'll just make a few comments, you know. And I know there's an awful lot of people on tonight. You know, a friend of mine sent a, but the bottom line is that, you know, I just came out with this book on artificial intelligence. And we developed it. And what we wanted to do was to give people an understanding, a really deep understanding from a citizen's perspective, what artificial intelligence is all about, how we behave and why we behave the way we behave in various settings. We have been programmed, society, and I don't want to get too, you know, into the weeds, but we have been programmed to behave in a certain way. I forget which year they actually started. And then the connections between other technology in the world of artificial intelligence, when we drink alcohol or when you take certain drugs, way back, you know, years and years ago, over a decade ago, in fact, even before that, causing people to change behavior because they were forced having to do something to be liked or to be, but it's actually been going on for about two to three decades. And then in the last, certainly in the last 10 years, basically, you know, when we kid with ourselves, we kid about, you know, clickbait. Somebody becomes clickbait. You click post, wandering around on the internet, wandering around. So all of these things matter because the real conspiracy, you know, is not a theory. And the challenge that we all have is understanding what it is that I'm getting at and what it is that I'm talking about.
It's a natural disgrace, you know, and, you know, we, of course, have that issue. And I have a severe problem. You know, I really want to ask you, how does a lack of options hurt the economy?
That's a great question.
Shit got me tripping, and I feel like don't nobody ever feel how I feel. I don't know what you on. Feel so right to do wrong. Can't buy love, it don't come with a coupon with no arms. Maybe I'm tripping, my feelings been frying me. I blame it all on anxiety. They showing real love, that's unlikely. Do what you do, but just do it precisely. I just hope you ain't taking it lightly. Like I'm stuck in a maze. I just try not to feel too amazed. Stand where I live till I lay in a grave. Praying, but they know you sinning. You gotta lose a lot before the winning. And most of the time I be stuck in my mind. Fuck it, we get over shit over time. It's all love till you get out of line. Like you know one day you will shine. You know one day you will redo the lines.
One question, okay, before you head out?
Yes.
All right, so my question is just going to be straight and to the point.
I think it's a very important story. It's very complex. The long story and the long-winded aspect of a lot of what I've been doing, short is...
I'd like to try to do these things on a much more regular basis.
Because I believe when I presented this to you, I think it was a... did I drop him already?
Yeah.
As the curtains open on a brand new day, we meet...
Welcome and thank you. Today, we want to ask Americans a question.
My friends.
B at Q. And Q's not real. Military intelligence. What does that even mean? Americans are under psychological warfare.
And now they rage against the machines.
There's no doubt about it.
We
the evidence
see the
is
motivators
there. And the Democrats
and
the deep state are perpetuating.
The monetizers urging us
I
through the mirrors
to move. I recently
went to
me.soft.cloud.
And now.
And what I saw there fascinated me. Here is concrete proof of military intelligence hacking, not even hacking, having explicit permission from the Q team in the Nosich Agency group, making drops at the same time. The question.
And at
every
long
American
last,
should be asked,
the Lone Ranger,
why did they do this?
Riding straight
why
on
were not so
morning.
Mean? Why didn't they take
so,
the hints? Why didn't they read the playbook? Did it really take a Biden presidency to wake Americans up?
Am I arrogant? Absolutely. Am I narcissistic? Yep. Am I a huge pain in the fucking ass? You bet. But guess what? If you guys don't like it, you could get someone else to do this. Oh, wait! That's right! No one else will! Huh! So it looks like you need me. Sucks to fucking suck. And so, without me, there's no fucking point of the rest of you. Not even a little bit. And again, the reason you need me is because you need someone crazy enough to be fucking doing this in a certain way. And so, looks like you fuckers are stuck with me. And check it out. Keep fucking with me. You keep not giving me... You guys can either come or not. Stay happy here. To have a good energy. Non-stop. Non-stop. Do what I fucking say. This little fucking punk. Because the rest of yous, I don't give a shit what you say. So, we're gonna make shit happen. Fuck yourselves. I just have to say, fuck dick to do whatever. And guess what? Clean up my mess. And I can be sweet. I can be grateful. I can give you guys a lot of dick, or I can just tell everyone we should literally fuck dick and replace all of you, like, as soon as I get in there.
Thank you.
are sweaty. Knees weak, arms are... There's burn marks on my sweater already from burning a fatty. On the surface,
I... It smells so good. It smells like funky feet and old hallway piss.
That motherfucker just spit.
Yeah.
Nobody ever gave a fuck about me. All I had was myself.
Every night I went to sleep with my pen and my pad. I'm turned out the God had a whole nother plan. He took his hands and led me to a place called Promised Land. I can't believe some of my day ones ain't here. We was all dead broke.
American way. These damn bills that come out here all the damn time come out here at the last second, and I gotta try to figure out how to vote for my people. How ashamed of are you? Should be. You should be ashamed of yourselves. I'm sick of it. Every year we give power to one person. It was not made that way in the Constitution. He was around when it was written. Now we give it, we pass rules that stop each one of us. Enough! I feel like somebody trying to be released.
Let my people go!
My God, they sent me here to vote for them! They sent me here to vote for them, to argue for them! But I'm trapped. I'm trapped by rules that have been forced down our throats. Oh, no, no, that's not the case. When's it gonna stop?
This is the captain. We have a little problem with our entry sequence, so we may experience some slight turbulence and then explode.